Tomorrow, Bolivians will be celebrating a national holiday called Dia del Mar. It means Day of the Sea. Ironic, because I'm looking up at the map here in the studio, and there are only two landlocked countries in South America, Paraguay and Bolivia. So what is this Bolivian holiday all about? That's what I asked Chantel Batigalupo. She's a journalist based in Cochabamba, Bolivia.
I think to really understand the origin of the holiday, it's important to know that Bolivia initially was born with this 250-mile coastline that was across the Pacific. And over time, a dispute came up over taxes between Bolivia and a Chilean British mine. And then as a result, Chile invaded the port city of Antofagasta. It had an army that was backed by the British, but unfortunately, Bolivia actually had no army presence in that location whatsoever.
And now Antofagasta is in Chilean territory, along with all that coastline.
Exactly. And I actually had a chance to speak with the author, Rafael Puentes, and he had an interesting thing to say about that port city of Antofagasta.
Cuando los chilenos toman Antofagasta, la población de la ciudad los aplaude.
What he's saying there is actually that the Chileans, when they take over Antofagasta, the people of the city applauded when they saw them coming in boats. Those are actually details that most Bolivians don't know, that they did applaud. The reason was that 90% of the population was actually Chilean. So it was pretty easy for Chile to take over the coast, and within 4 years, the whole 250 miles of coastline was theirs. And Bolivians feel this really strong kind of historical injustice from the way those events played out.
And yet today, Dia del Mar is a holiday. Do people celebrate it?
Yeah, Dia del Mar is celebrated every year on March 23rd. This year actually marks the 140th year. And cities across the country usually shut down a couple streets. There's a parade that ends in the Plaza of Eduardo Avaroa, who was a war hero that was shot and killed on that day back in 1879. And all these different military institutions participate, including actually Bolivia's Navy. It does have one. It's called La Armada Boliviana. But the whole day really is also a huge reminder of the determination of the country to just not give up till they get access to the Pacific once again.
So more than 100 years later, this holiday, Dia del Mar, still resonates in Bolivia. Can you help us understand why Bolivians, even the Navy, feel festive about this holiday? Because, I mean, this land on the Pacific, it was a loss for Bolivia.
Yeah, if there's such a strong patriotic spirit from the Bolivians around this issue, I do think some of the influence comes from the government and their interest in maintaining that focus. I think it's important to note that almost all of the Bolivian governments have used this issue at some point as a political tool to divert attention during any kind of social or economic unrest that is within the country. Regardless, I think it's a perfect example of the patriotism found in Bolivia. And I had a chance to speak with Nancy Aveida Avaroa. She is great at kind of capturing that patriotic spirit. She's the descendant of Eduardo Avaroa, the war hero that I mentioned to you. And this is what she had to say.
Esa historia de Eduardo no acaba nunca. Yo lo único que puedo decir como pariente de él.
So what she's saying there is actually Eduardo's story will never end. The only thing I can say as his relative is that the sea that was once ours, it will be ours again. And I think she really captures the determination of the Bolivians to this day.
Are there people in Bolivia who talk about getting this territory along the Pacific back?
All the time. And it's actually talked about in schools at a very young age. It's a big part of history classes. There's a song that's taught to students and is sung during the parade itself. And I went to Laredo School and spoke with some of the elementary students, and this is what one student said.
Es injusto que nos hayan robado nuestro mar. Es una injusticia. Por eso es que ahora tendremos nuestro mar, pero lo más seguro es que tal vez haya una guerra.
Wow. That sigh there. I mean, the kid's either like really indoctrinated or he's just super smart.
Right. And at such a young age, she must have been maybe in third grade. And, you know, she's saying it's unfair. Wow. They stole our sea. It's an injustice. That's why we will have our sea again. But the safest bet that is maybe there will be a war.
Chantel, what does Chile think about all of this?
Well, they've kind of been brought back into the conversation recently because in 2013, Bolivia filed an official plea to sue Chile at the International Court of Justice, and it had the purpose of forcing Chile to negotiate and return some sort of sovereign access to the Pacific. And last year, the International Court of Justice came out with a conclusion and stated that Chile cannot be forced into the dialogue with Bolivia. So it was great news for Chile and an unfortunate disappointment for Bolivia.
What about you, Chantal? I know you're Bolivian, but you grew up in the U.S. What does this holiday, Dia del Mar, mean to you? What are you planning to do tomorrow?
Well, I think after digging deeper into the history, I do think there is a need for reflection from the part of the country. You know, we did make mistakes. I am proud to say, and I have no doubt that my grandkids' generation will most likely still be talking about this, fighting for it. And I think it's a great example of the character of the Bolivian people. So I will be at the parade tomorrow.
Well, have a good one. Chantal Bachigalupo, a journalist based in Cochabamba, Bolivia, telling us about Bolivia's national holiday, Dia del Mar, which lands tomorrow. Thanks very much, Chantal.
Thank you.